Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome Daniel Henniger, the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, who writes his column Wonderland, observing the facts. The facts have changed. The facts have changed with regard to the virus, for example. A headline from the Times of London, NHS will be plagued by COVID, quote, for at least 5 years, end quote. Vaccines may be needed for a decade or more, says Downing Street advisors. And then we go to headlines from Germany. Angela Merkel, now the former chancellor of all the Germans, stepping aside. But in the meantime, her voice is very significant. And she recommends mandated vaccines for the unvaccinated. Mandated. Prescribed by law. Other states are moving in that direction or have already gotten there. The facts have changed. We have within these last hours and days indication that there is rampant inflation. The word transitory has been retired by Mr. Powell. And a jobs report that is momentarily a disappointment in the recovery. The facts have changed. Dan, a very good evening to you. Your column seizes upon the word rigidity. When the facts change, the government must change. Is it, Dan? Is our government adapting? Good evening to you.
Hi, John. Well, it's not adapting very well. It's like the proverbial ocean liner trying to turn around in the middle of the ocean. It takes miles and miles and miles to do it. And that at a time when I think all of us understand in our daily lives, we have to be flexible and adaptable. And I don't mean that in the general sense, but the fact is we live in a kind of a hour to hour environment of adaptability in jobs, lives. Things are changing all the time, and you have to react to it very quickly. Governments just don't. And it is striking how little has changed since the beginning of the pandemic in early 2020. Indeed, when the pandemic began back then in February, March, April of 2020, there were in many places enormous hospitalizations, destruction, physical destruction, and indeed death. 2 years, nearly 2 years later, we have at least four vaccines, not counting those in Russia and China, a number of therapies to treat the virus, fewer deaths and hospitalizations. We do have infections. And yet you've got leaders like Angela Merkel at this late stage calling on making vaccines mandatory. And you would think there would be a more subtle or nuanced way for governments to deal with a problem at this late stage. I mean, if there have been, for example, this many infections worldwide in the last 2 years, that by definition means that a lot of people have natural immunity. They have created T cells and B cells, just as you always have with a disease like this. You create immunity. That, to some extent, is recognized in Europe. If you have had a positive PCR test in the last 6 months, it is not recognized at all in the United States. And yet the government, Joe Biden's government, is trying to mandate vaccines for public workers, many of whom, healthcare workers, firefighters, police, have been exposed to the virus. They have been infected. They have natural immunity. And you would think a more adjustable government would recognize those realities and try to incorporate it into their decision making. But, John, they just seem incapable of doing that. And so they then wonder why the public confidence in their performance declines. And I think that's it, because their performance doesn't deserve confidence.
The facts have changed also about the recovery, Dan. And that's parallel development with the vaccines and with now what we don't know about Omicron, the new variant. The Biden administration is going forward with the same program that it conceived last winter. And here we are approaching the next winter. and there's been no adjustment. Is government too big to adapt, Dan? I mean, do you start something in February and you must stay with it in December if it's to come to fruition, or can you back off? I'm thinking of Build Back Better.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's certainly possible to discuss this particular issue in partisan terms. The Democratic view of a situation like this and what typically, at least, would be the Republican view. The Democrats, and certainly led by the Biden administration, believe that government can do virtually anything. I mean, that's kind of the premise behind the Build Back Better bill, which creates new entitlements, new environmental programs, new healthcare expansions. And Joe Biden talks like that all the time, that the government is here to help and it can do all these things. Now, they did do a lot when the pandemic started. They spent a lot of money. They sent out emergency transfer payments. They filled people's pockets with trillions of dollars. One result is that inflation is now running between 5% and 6%. People feel it at the gasoline pump, in the supermarket, and they're going to feel it this week, this winter, in high energy prices. Now, a logical adjustment under those circumstances would be to pull back on the federal spending, stop feeding cash into the economy. Instead, the Biden administration is insistent on passing this $2 to $4 trillion addition in spending via the Build Back Better bill. And I think Democrats simply can't pull back from a commitment like that anymore because of their sort of blind belief in the efficacy of big government, no matter the effects. I do think a Republican administration at this point would not be spending at this level. So it's, you know, because of Joe Biden and his bloody-mindedness on this bill, I think it's going to become a defining political issue over the next 12 months as we head into the midterms, because the inflation, John, is not going away.
The unknowns now are gigantic, Dan. I read the headlines about the NHS, but that was a sympathetic to the unknowns of Omicron. We have so many different reports, but it's early. We don't have a data set that's reliable. Delta we got eventually, and we understand it, but not in Omicron. At the same time, we have unknowns about recovery. The disappointment of the jobs number today can be explained, but it is not yet explained by aspects of the people rejoining the workforce or changing jobs, the great resignation. That suggests there's reason to pause in this legislation to adjust to the facts. Is there a hurry? I've never understood, Dan. What is the clock? Where is the countdown clock that says Build Back Better must be passed by such and such a date?
Well, I suspect the clock is not so much a clock as it is those opinion polls about Joe Biden's performance, which have sunk towards 40% in some polls, under 30%, and in some categories like his handling of the economy or immigration at the border, they are below 40%. As a rule of thumb in American politics, it is a pretty strong indicator of which way the wind is blowing for the party in power in general. And so, yeah, the clock is ticking on the Democrats. They have to be getting nervous. They're looking for a win. And the question is, in what direction do they look for anymore for a political win? Inflation isn't it. The border isn't it. The president's polling on COVID has begun to dip downward as well. And so they default to Build Back Better. And I do think one of their big problems is that, you know, they spent the entire length of the Trump presidency doing nothing but attack Donald Trump. They became obsessed with the idea of Trump. And I think the party lost a lot of its definition during those self-definition during those years, John. It didn't really stand for anything. They ended up defaulting to Joe Biden as the least worst of the nominees they had going. He got into office and they're kind of left with Joe Biden's competence and governance, which turns out not to be that much. So they've got a big problem. I don't know what the plan B is for the Democratic Party with all these unknowns. But I'd hate to be in their position politically anyway. If you're a Republican, I guess you'd have to say things are looking up at the moment.
Daniel Henniger, deputy editor of the editorial page of The Wall Street Journal, writing Wonderland, The Facts Have Changed. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.